This is an MUT Radio podcast.
You are my faves, no? So right about now, I'm having Ulihle Bliss on the line. How are you? Okay, let me just calm down, eh? Relax, pal. Welcome to the end. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Welcome, Ulihle Bliss, on the show.
I'm literally introducing myself.
You know. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm amazing. And how are you guys?
We are fantastic.
I'm also fantastic.
Ulihle, I've been dying to have this interview with you since last week. Like, I was talking to your manager. I was like, dude, I need Ulihle Bliss on my show. Like, this girl.
I wish I was with you guys right there, right now.
Yo, that is me. Yes, what about Tom?
Mamela.
Ulihle, please, I have a first question, eh? I want to know, who is Ulihle Bliss and how was her childhood, Ulihle Bliss?
Yeah, Ulihle Bliss, the best. You know?
Yeah.
I was born in Soweto, but then I moved to Mpumalanga to stay with my grand. That's when I learned a couple of things. And then I moved to Joburg, stay with my mother. And that's when the music thing started. I'm a very fun, bubbly, outgoing person. Hence my name, Jay, says it all, Ulihle Bliss.
Yeah.
You know, I'm full of happiness. I'm just out there, free, spirited. I'm just a happy child, man. That's Ulihle Bliss.
That is Ulihle Bliss. I love your name, hey?
Thank you so much.
It's a very unique name, I must say.
True. So, when did you see that you have a passion in music?
It all started with my grandfather. He used to play a lot of guitar and stuff when I was young. So I used to dance for him. I used to sing and, you know, do all these entertainment things with him. I think he's the one that made me to be who I am today. It started there. And then when I moved to Joburg again, that's when also I met your likes of Boma Purisa, Abo Kabza. And yeah, here I am today.
Wow. I'm a police. Oh, Kamza. Shout out to that, eh?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where everything started.
Mm-hmm.
Until today. I'm still working with them, you know, just music every day, every time. It's just music.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I want to know, Ulihle Bliss, and in your childhood, did you ever see yourself as a musician or?
Yep.
Oh, really? Wow,
I was very forward when I was a kid. So I used to dance a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, I say my grandfather used to play a guitar. So he influenced me in a way, even all my cousins, they were not interested like that. But I was that one who was always like dancing. I was loud, actually. I was very loud. So my grandfather used to call me Smanje Manje.
Oh, Smanje Manje. Love it.
Smanje Manje, I love that name. Yeah. So
because I was forward, like I was full of life, man. I was forever singing, dancing. So that's when they saw, this one. Is even in school, I used to bring guitar. I used to like singing, exactly. So I started doing these things when I was a kid, for real.
Oh, well, so it's something that is in me.
Thank you.
So, Ulihle, I've got a question. Like, about the question, Iyang Busa. Like, I really want to know, Uti, what has your journey taught you as an artist? Because you are young, kids are into it. Like, what has your journey taught you? Uso kube manje.
Patience. It taught me patience so much to the point whereby, you know, like, now I just relax. If something happens, they stay back and be like, it's going to be fine. Husa.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's exactly what I learned from this industry. And also working with other people, being a team player, you know. So that's what I've learned. mm-hmm. through my journey and through music, and also be like on time.
Yes,
you know, like I must be on time. When they say interviews at 1:30, I must be at 1:30.
Yeah,
so I
learned
those things: time, patience, and just be, you know, focused as well. Like, and be street smart as well.
That's
what I learned about this whole thing. Yeah,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
what pretty much I've learned from everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much for that answer. Yes, namu yung inspiration juba ngila. Mango suti.
It's bringing me to the next question, Walid. I'm curious to know what, how has the entertainment industry been, as you are not only a vocalist, but you are a performing artist, songwriter, and a vocalist. How has it been?
Okay, for me, doing music is easy.
Mm-hmm.
For me to record, to do what is easy. But then, you know, sometimes working with other people, it's a little bit difficult. Let me just say, put it in that way. It's difficult to work with other people, but me, it has been great. It's kind of up and down. Sometimes, correct. And also, I had to take a break because I was going with another level. I was like literally just fast, man. Everything was very fast. Everything was happening so fast. Those 66 days. Those steady days, I was getting gigged, booked a lot, so I was losing myself a little bit. So I was like, you know what, let me just take it down a little bit, let me just try to find out who this place is for real. And then I took like a 3-year break, and then just like, okay, cool. Now let me just hold that, and then come back slowly. So that's why now I took out first EP. As you can see, I'm more like chilled, it's a more chilled vibe. It's not like I don't do stuff, I still do strata, but we are more like spiritual a little bit, like chilling, you know, like now I already know what I want. We're not doing songs for kids now. We're doing songs for people to listen.
Yes.
You understand? So that's what I'm trying to do now. So I do, when I drop this spiritual EP, it's just for me. Like, okay, it's a reintroduction of Fully Shapeless. So my journey was up and down. But now I feel like I'm in a very good space. And the company that I'm with now is like positive people, so it's just like everything is just open now. I can see the light. I'm no longer on that fast lane, but I'm on the right lane. I don't know if it makes sense. I'm just taking it step by step at a time.
Thank you so much. That is yabonje kosamlo mukuluma siyathiteka.
Listen, please. Yeah? If I can say, you thinking over in this side,
yes,
because your voice, girl,
she motivates
and
people.
You know what to say at the right time. You know, Miss South Africa, Miss Universe, it's giving.
It's,
you know,
giving. Hey, Zwangati, it's giving. So if you can tell us about your recent single, like Stelugwazi ukuthi, tell us more. What's behind the single? Yeah, Chris. Tell us what's going on.
You know what? I'm going to tell you. So you know what? You know, in life we end up like being with people and thinking that, oh yeah, it's going to be forever. We were meant to be together, but we get heartbroken through the whole situation.
Yes.
So in this EP specifically, I'm gonna talk about the EP in general. So the EP, I try to open up about myself a little, because I had to talk about me. Like, they always see this happy Lihle, but they've never seen me cry or me sad, because I don't allow myself to be in that space. So in this EP, I spoke about me. I took some of the highlights that I went through in my life. I was like, let me just put it in this music. And I was just like, because I was tired at that time with that particular person. So I was like, you know what, let me just put everything slow by small. Like when it comes to that, I think if I win one, even though I didn't go as deep, you understand, but I just put some highlights, because this is what I went through, so it's easy for me. So I was like, yeah, crazy. I'm like, let me just take this one as my single. I went with Ecstasy and Cut the Light. So yeah, that's how Itizio came about, through my experience and my heartbreak, basically.
Oh, Love it. I also love inhliziyo yakho, indlela oyiyona nendlela okhuluma ngayo. You are so open and I love it indlela okhuluma ngayo because kunama life lessons. Uyasho ukuthi ngidlule la and
I swear.
Yes, sengila
njengamanje. Now try and share with my people because a lot of people they don't know what's going on in my life.
Mm.
They assume a lot because I don't talk too much because maybe I didn't have that platform or I don't have the platform to actually start sharing about my life and stuff. Maybe I don't really do that because I don't like sad things.
Mm.
If you bring sadness in my life, I just move. Mm. I don't like that. I like being happy. So, but then when it comes to these, my heartbreaks, then and there, I'm like, oh, let me just put it in music. Why not?
Mm. Love it.
Why not?
Mm. Okay. Lihle, I want to know what umuntu omncane, the young girl from Hammanskraal, from Soweto, from KwaZulu-Natal, from Inanda.
Yeah.
Officer ukuba uLihle Bhlisi kusasa ungathi nje again.
Yeah. Ofuna ukuba umculi.
Yes, basically songwriter.
Okay.
An artist.
First of all, ne? You will know what you want to do in your life, right? Mm-hmm. Number one. If you want to be a musician, I would say go all out.
Mm.
No matter how difficult it is, meet with the big shot. Like when I'm saying big shot, meet Aboma Purita. Force. Even I know sometimes it's difficult to get through them, but go for it. Go for it. And also sometimes it helps for them because some they go to music school and they learn other things, more things. That just being umculi nje, you know, you get to learn other things behind music to all the young girls out there who want to sing and who want to be. And just go for what you want and be serious about it.
Yeah.
Be serious. Like, go deep in it. If you want to do music, do your investigation. Do everything. I want to learn this. Go for school. Ask people. You know, even people like you. You guys work with music.
True.
It doesn't mean that you are a singer, but you work with music. So associate with people like that. I can come to you and say, like, what can I do? Maybe when you have onunulas, maybe go, you know what? This is what I heard. Or maybe this is the information I have. Because people like you, you also have information on, oh, this people, or we do interview people like us on an interview. We are smooth. And you can share that with those people. Like, just be friends with entertainers.
True.
And then I think you will learn a lot from them. And then you can take it from there.
Mm. Love it. So,
pretty much.
Yeah. So right now, are any other projects that you are working with now?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be in studio on Wednesday tomorrow with my producer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna drop like other songs.
Mm-hmm. You really deserve it, girl. Hey, hey, I'm poor Risa. You know.
Thank you.
Yeah, love it.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna be working. So I'm gonna be working with him tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I just had a I saw Fellow T last Friday. We also maybe wanna be doing something with him. So for now, I'm just gonna be working on singles, dropping singles there and there because we already have this baby now that we're trying to promote and push.
Yeah.
So we already have that baby. That baby is safe. So now we can now do other things while the baby is also doing his own. Like I don't know how to put it.
Mm-hmm.
While it's playing, while people are playing the songs, also we just come up with Strata because a lot of people know me for that.
Yeah.
So we're working. Whoever wants to work, we're working. Now we're just going to be dropping songs, singles there and there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wish to be on your pocket. I truly wish to. for people,
I'm sorry.
You can go. Mm-hmm.
No. I wanted to hear what you wanted to say. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry to cut you.
Okay. For people who would like to book you, where will they find you?
Okay. Ikamalam Ulise, please. In all social media platforms. Instagram, Lihle Bhlisi _. I have my details there on Instagram, on the number that people can dial, and my email is there as well. And then, just check my social media, but I have all the information on my Instagram. Lihle Bhlisi, Lihle_Bhlisi.
Mm-hmm.
You will find me there. I'm active on Instagram, so whoever wants to book me, they must just go on my Instagram. I have all my details there.
Mm. Thank you so much for coming through, Lihle Bhlisi. Elandela interview, I want you in person here in studio. You, cause wow.
I swear, I have to come there.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time, ma'am. Thank you.
We love it.
I will have all the time for you guys in the world.
Love it.
Love it.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.